Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another episode of Do Go On. My name is Dave Warnocky, and I am joined by two of my bestest buds, and they are... Oh, come on, guys, you're my best buds. It's Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart. Hello, buds.
Hello, bud.
Hey, bud. Hey, bud.
Bud.
Yeah. Well, that's very nice.
No, we're not laughing at you.
Is the best bud not reciprocated?
No, it definitely is. Definitely is.
No, you guys are the best buds, for sure.
Oh.
If this was still... 2004, you'd be in my MySpace top 8, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is very kind of you.
Like, so you wouldn't reciprocate, maybe top 16 can I have?
Oh no, you'd definitely be in my top 8, I just think like that's a great way of judging it.
It is, isn't it? I often think about that with people.
It was always big, like who's your top friend, you know?
Yeah, it is number one. Kind of a brutal way of conducting sort of friendships.
Ranking friends, it's very hard.
You know what as well, because like that was while I was still in high school, so as soon as somebody got a boyfriend... Then he would be the top friend.
Straight to one.
That needs to take some time. I don't think a boyfriend should be jumping the queue straight up.
Straight up. Like, don't discount your friendships like that.
No. I reckon you'd slowly work them up one by one. Take down your friends one by one. Maybe month by month.
A month. So, a reevaluation at the end of every month.
Are you? And then it's just head to head.
I'm so glad that feature isn't on Facebook.
I think it's part of the reason why MySpace died.
Everyone just turned on
each other. Because I know my top friend, if we still had them, my top friend would be my best friend, Deb. But her top friend would be her boyfriend. And then so it's like, I'm not her number one, you know?
Yeah, that's not
that
right.
Hurts.
And her boyfriend's not you, just to confirm.
Just to confirm, I am not her boyfriend.
So close.
The thing, there are like adult life things that are like that, like weddings where people will pick three friends to be in their bridal party. Or four or two or whatever.
I've never understood weddings. If I get married, I'm allowed to have a best man, is that right? So I have a number one pick, but then I can also have, what are the those other
groomsmen.
Dudes?
Yeah,
groomsmen.
They're like your second and third
no,
best
man. No, there's
no
cap.
I don't think there's a cap.
And are they ranked? So would you know I'm number two groomsman? No.
It's just groomsmen in a group. Anyway.
I would definitely let my groomsman know who's number one. Mate, you're lucky to be in the fourth groomsman. I'll tell you that.
Well, it's a bloody honour to be the fourth groomsman. Totally.
Right. Well, with that attitude, you're down to fifth groomsman.
I'm still in.
Yeah, you're still in.
We've gone on a weird tangent early.
If I had 16 groomsmen, you'd be in, bud. That's what I'd say to my friends. If I had the 16 to choose from. All right, guys, this is a show where we choose a topic. It's not... MySpace has been suggested
it
as
has,
a topic.
Yeah.
We
it's
might
in
come
the hat.
Back to that. It's in
Ooh.
The hat. We might come back to groomsmen, but this week...
it's one of the reasons why I never want to get married. I don't want to have to pick like a groom's party or whatever they're called.
It seems stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to rank my friends.
It's going back to the MySpace 8.
Yeah, no good. No good. No.
My mum told me at a very young age that you shouldn't play games like that.
Ranking people?
Yeah, she's a primary school teacher and apparently she sees it a lot, or she did back then, like where people would be like, you're my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're my number two friend.
Yeah.
You're my number five friend.
I feel like I probably had conversations like
and
that in primary
Stacey,
school.
You can fuck off.
Can't I just be number 10?
No.
No.
It only goes to 9.
It goes to 9 and that's it.
Fuck off, Stacey.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's an unnecessary
Matt, we were trying to get out of this conversation and into the actual podcast. And
the fun thing is that it's only me who suffers.
Yeah. Well, I'm suffering right now. So.
Okay, good point. Because it's only all of us.
You are the one doing a report this week, Matt, my best man on the show.
Oh, you're my best man on the show.
So.
Oh, but how do I choose a best man on the show?
Yeah, don't. Please. Oh, God.
Well, you can choose a best man, okay. And the other one you'll have to marry.
Well,
that works.
Well, today, when I got here, Matt jumped out of his chair and gave me a hug because I have been away for a couple of weeks.
So, would Dave. A husband do that? Or a best
man? I feel like that's husband material.
Oh, thank you. I'm the best man.
I'm beaten by my hug again.
Yes. You've hugged your way out of this problem. Matt, you've got a topic for us this week.
I do, yeah.
You start with a question that you agonized over for 40 minutes before we started the show.
This is a topic out of the hat, and I'd never heard of it. So I don't know how to ask a question that you guys can answer a topic that I'm not sure you would even know.
Okay, that's already sounding complicated.
So I've made it fairly specific, and you'll either know it or you won't, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Question is this.
Yep.
Which Central Asian country's president... had the craziest antics.
What the hell?
Okay, well, look, the point is that we do not know who you're speaking about. So you can just tell us who it is.
The biggest central country I know is Kazakhstan.
Central
Asia, Kazakhstan?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was thinking, so Middle East and Central Asia is the same thing. Is that right? Or is that not... the Middle East.
Well, the Middle East is part of Asia, but then some part of it is part of Europe, like Turkey is both Asia and Europe.
Oh my God, my brain is exploding.
There is a small border between Kazakhstan and this country, Turkmenistan.
It's Turkmenistan. Oh, one of the stands. So, and all right, rephrase, do the question one more time. So we're talking about their president?
Which Central Asian country's president had the craziest antics?
Well, on what scale are you recording these antics?
I've gone through them all the presidents of all the Central Asian countries.
I'm very excited.
This is so exciting.
I'm real crazy, because you have to be real crazy to take the cake.
This is going
to
be a fun story.
No, yeah, it's true. I've definitely set the standard high, because if you're thinking super crazy, it's not super crazy. I'd say maybe quirky.
Quirky.
And the other thing is like he was kind of a full-on guy as well in parts. So it's like,
well, most
let's laugh at these funny things he did, but also just remembering that he, like,
yeah, most
people
dictators
suffered
do
because
some
of this
pretty
guy.
Bad stuff to stay in power.
Okay.
So would we have heard of his name? What's his name?
His name.
Oh no, you're gonna
you
say
don't know
one,
how to
you?
Say it.
It's Super Murat Niyazov.
Okay, so his name is
Super Murat
Niyazov.
Yes.
I love it, and he's the president of Turkmenistan.
He was. So,
something might happen to Super Meerkat.
Turkmenistan, okay.
And at a guess, when do you reckon his sort of ruling time was?
96 to 2001.
Oh, I reckon like
that took in that was it plus a few more years.
Yay!
You were like you yes, crazy.
It,
well done.
So was it 90s?
90s into the noughties.
Oh wow. So we were alive when this guy was... I've never heard
of him. Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking too. Oh, I should mention that the suggestion came in by someone whose Twitter name is Venobly, and with the Twitter handle at Rewind Turtle, which is a kind of cool...
Thank you, Rewind Turtle.
It's a great suggestion. I'd honestly never heard of this guy. She actually... The request that went into the hat, it was a big piece of paper, was former Turkmenistan President Super Murat
Niyazov and his crazy antics.
Oh, wow. Is that what this episode is going to be called?
That's what this episode is probably going to be called.
Former Turkmenistani president, Super Murat Niyazov, and his crazy antics.
I'd like to know how she knows about him.
Yeah, well, I guess she's just, you know, better read, more
culture than us. Spent more time in Central Asia.
Yeah.
Knows where Central Asia is.
Oh, boy. I'm going to probably edit some of that out to make Jess and I sound less dumb, but...
Good luck.
It'll start this conversation will be the first sentence of the podcast.
So, Niyazov was born on February 19th, 1940 in Kipchak, in the Turkmen Soviet Socialist Republic in the USSR. So, back then, they were part of the big Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. Great. 1940.
Whoa. Yep.
Which is, what, during the Second World War. It's not a great time for the Union.
Not a great time for the Union.
Or the Although, world. I mean... It's what they called the World War.
They did win it, though.
Yeah, but 5 years later, it took a long time.
Yeah, it took a while. There was some tough times there. Lost millions of people.
Correct.
So I was reading through his entry on one of my favourite online sources, the Britannica.
Oh, trusted.
Well trusted. And it talked a bit about his younger years, saying that when he was young, his father, who was a teacher, was killed while serving in the Red Army in World War II.
Oh, see, I told you it was a bad time.
It was a bad time, yeah. So obviously before he was five, I guess.
Yeah.
His mother and two brothers died in an earthquake in 1948.
Hmm.
So with no immediate family left, he grew up in a state-run orphanage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And he grew up to lead the country. Okay.
There is sort of a bit of an asterisk about a lot of his early history because he became known a bit to kind of had a history of rewriting history.
A lot of dictators do that.
Yeah.
It's called like cult.
Cult of personality.
Cult of personality.
Yeah, this guy is like the poster boy for the cult of personality.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of them. But he so there is some dispute over these things. But I mean, that was straight off Britannica, and that's what I was saying. I trust them.
Dr. Britannica.
Yeah, the doc. I always trust what the doc says. In 1967, so a few years later, he graduated from the Leningrad Polytechnic Institute with a degree in engineering and returned to the Turkmen SSR to work at a power plant in Bezmain near Ashgabat.
Cool.
I'm not laughing at the names of these places. I'm laughing at your face.
My attempts.
Yeah.
No, that's good. So he's 27. He's got an engineering degree. He's working at a power plant.
Good on him.
I salute you.
Soon after this, he went to work full-time for the Communist Party, where he climbed the ranks there. And in 1980, he was appointed the head of the Ashgabat City Party Committee. And then 5 years after that, he was selected by Mikhail Gorbachev to head the Turkmen Republic Communist Party and carry out a cleanup campaign against corruption and mismanagement. This is still under the USSR, and which Mikhail Gorbachev was
top dog.
Top dog. So he was sort of like a bit of a puppet leader for the USSR state. I can't read my bloody writing.
It's not handwriting, it's type.
It's a little joke there, Dave. Thanks for explaining it back to me.
How long have you been doing comedy, dickhead?
I retire.
In January 1990, Niyazov was elected chairman of the Republican Supreme Soviet.
It's a good gig.
Yeah, that sounds well paid.
Yeah.
1990, what a good year that was.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody.
And then when the post of executive president was created in October 1990, Niyazov received 98.3% of the vote.
With a 1.7% margin of error.
That was his early years up until... I mean, I've really skipped through quite a few years there.
5 decades of his life.
Bang, bang, bang.
Great. So now he's the top dog of just Turkmenistan.
Yeah, which is still part of the USSR.
Okay.
But like I say, some of those early facts especially have been disputed by some people. Some people, I read somewhere, there is theories that his dad actually
was a ghost.
Didn't go to war and was punished, like it was as a coward sort of thing. But you know that. I mean, it's hard to know from both sides. They're sort of.
I honestly like thought you were about to say
propaganda
that
each way.
He claimed that there was rumour that his dad was God, that it was an immaculate conception.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the kind of thing.
Is that the kind of thing this guy's about to claim?
Oh, no, he never quite goes that far, but he tiptoes around that sort of area. In August 1991, there was a failed coup against the Soviet president, Gorbachev.
We remember that.
And
Where were you?
You were bloody just being...
We were one.
Oh, yeah, you were one. Oh, you were...
That's why Jess said 90 was a good year, because both of us were born.
Yeah, you missed that.
I don't know, it's weird that I do. I mean, you bang on about it every time we talk. It's such a weird thing to be proud of.
I know. Every time you mention the year 1990, I'm like, oh my God. We're the only two people born in that year.
I'm connected to that year.
Talk about an immaculate conception. Only two people born in the whole year.
So in 1991, there was a failed coup against Gorbachev. Niyazov, I'm pronouncing it slightly different every time, sorry about that. Niyazov supported the coup.
Oh,
But
controversial.
The coup failed after only a couple of days.
Oh,
2-day coup.
So,
that's the name of our band.
2-day coup. That's not
Jess
bad.
Jess Perkins and the 2-day coup.
2-day coup d'etat. Oh, man.
2-day coup d'etat.
That broke my brain. I don't have a very...
Hashtag coup d'etat. Hashtag shut up, I can do this. Hashtag 2-day coup d'etat.
That's so good. If anyone is able to put that into a hashtag, I will give them...
Hashtag 2-day coup d'etat.
Bonus points in our new point system.
I also think there was a hashtag in there that was hashtag shut up, I can do
this.
He did say that.
I can do this.
You only communicate in hashtags these days, Jess. So after the coup failed, our man Niyazov started moving towards bringing independence to Turkmenistan.
He was like, well, if I can't take over everything, I'll just do my own little bit.
Yeah, I think he was sort of like, well, I don't like how it's going up there, so we'll either fix it and all do it together, or I'm going it alone, I guess. I mean, that's my reading of it. So all of a sudden now he's leading his own... independent state, because he's still the leader.
And so was it hard for him to break away, or was he suddenly just like, see ya?
USSR was starting to...
Yeah, they're in trouble.
...becoming pretty fragile, and it was falling apart. So I think it was pretty easy to do it.
So they were just cutting. Oh, we didn't even need Turkmenistan.
It was only a couple of months later after the failed coup that they were independent, so it happened pretty quickly.
It was only a couple of months after the 2-day coup?
Yeah, the two-day coup d'etat. Oh, man, that's so satisfying. But it also makes my brain ache. Later in that year, 91, his government granted the free use of water, gas, and electricity and refined salt to the people of Turkmenistan for
free salt?
10 years.
For 10 years?
That's my kind of government.
I also love that he's put a 10-year thing on it, so you would just start stockpiling, because you know there's a date where you have to start paying for salt. And salt does not go off.
When it expired, he extended it to 2020. And I believe that might have been extended again to 2030.
You'd feel a bit embarrassed if you had 2 tons of salt in the back shed. Fuck. I really thought it was going to stop.
Now we look like idiots.
Now I can't sell this to anyone, because they're all getting it for free.
Yeah,
what you need in a desert country is salt.
Salt.
I need something to really make me thirsty for water.
I love salt. Big fan.
Big fan of salt.
When I was a kid, I used to just hide in the pantry and lick the salt shakers.
Really?
Yeah, and then Mum would be like, why is the salt shaker wet? So then I would just put it into my hand and eat it out.
But before that, you were just licking
the actual salt
the
shaker.
The end of the shaker.
So good. I love salt.
Yeah, right. That's a full on, that feels like an advanced palate for a child. I was all about sugar as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, give me the sweetness.
I need sugar
a spoonful of sugar.
The sugar dispenser. I was licking it in the pantry. Although I wasn't from the affluent East. We couldn't hide in our pantry. Ours was just a cupboard. Couldn't get in there. The bloody shelves are in the way.
All the bloody
And the home
food.
Brand cans.
There was a...
That's all we had. Home brand cans and sugar.
talking about a third world country and I'm complaining about my...
Hey, well, that third world country has free salt, so...
That's true.
We're doing okay.
So, yeah, that was there were a couple of things I'm like, oh, that makes him sound like
my
he wasn't...
My parents paid for the salt I used to lick.
Is it gas, electricity, and salt? Is that what you said? For free?
Water, gas, electricity, and refined salt.
All right, that's pretty good.
Man, I'd be... Oh, imagine if you had a salt pool. What a combo.
Another early active...
Because of the water.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's not full of gas. So if you did that, that'd be pretty
it
cool.
It is sometimes if you get in the pool after having Mexican.
Ooh. Do they have free Mexican piped in?
Imagine how happy you would have been if you had a gas-heated saltwater outdoor pool.
Oh, my God.
It would have been such
had,
a good
that
day.
That had, like, lights in it.
Yeah.
And then you got, like, a pie warmer on the side. Electricity-powered,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fuck, this guy sounds like...
I like
Look,
him.
Look, I don't want to... I don't want to predict, like, you're probably about to tell us that he, like, shot people up against a wall and stuff like that, but before that, he sounded like a good guy.
Free salt, you got Jess's vote.
Honestly, I probably don't go into enough how
about
bad,
the bad
he
stuff.
Was.
Okay, okay.
Great, we're just looking at the antics.
Great, we're just talking
that wasn't
about,
the question.
Yeah,
the question, they wanted antics.
They don't want reality. They all wanted antics and free salt.
Apparently, in the prisons, it was not a good place to be, uh-huh. And you might go there... For trumped up charges if you were seen to oppose him in any way.
Did they not get the salt in prison?
No salt in prison.
Hashtag no salt in prison.
That's the real prison. No salt.
You don't want to drop the soap or the salt.
No, because you won't.
It's pretty competitive.
Someone else is going to grab it. Oh, that'd be the worst.
They don't even need like a physical prison. They just cut off your salt ration and you feel like you're in prison.
Oh, that's prison enough.
That's pretty much what it was. And that was also, all the... Because they were saying it was pretty full on torture in there and some of that, so
no salt, I imagine.
There were some sad stories I read about people, opponents getting thrown in jail and then being dead within a year just from unexplained circumstances. And
but what we're looking at is the crazy antics.
Yeah, it makes it harder to laugh at him, right? When you're like,
yeah, let's not look at that.
I hate reality.
Another early act of the new president was to abolish the death penalty.
What?
He also granted official human rights to the people.
Sorry.
Though that
goes against what you just said.
Though they were not respected in practice, with his government being criticised as one of the world's worst human rights violators in the world. But he officially gave them to
him. I'm officially giving you human rights.
That's a weird thing.
Will not be enforced.
God, no.
And you will not be having salt.
But I got you this certificate. And it's got some sweet clip art on it.
Ooh. made that myself.
Wait, that took me 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a man in my 50s. It's pretty good.
There's a homemade video of him on YouTube greeting people onto a plane, just going around shaking people's hands and stuff.
Was he just saying, hello, welcome to the plane? Welcome to the plane. Yeah. Great to have you here on the plane. Welcome to the plane. You want some salt on those nuts? I carry a shaker. Welcome to the plane.
Don't offer me salt, Mr. President. I'm going to come out my bloody ears.
That's it. You go on prison for a year.
Oh, no. Thank you for the salt. In 1992, at the nation's first presidential election, Niyazov was elected with 99.5% of the vote.
Wow, he's gone up. He's really popular.
He was the only candidate.
What? What? He's the only candidate.
I won!
Oh, you want me?
Yes, oh, I couldn't.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
But I love that still, it's even though he was the only one who was allowed to be up for it.
There's one box to check, and some people still stuff that up.
Invalid collected 0.5% of the vote, which I think was a great effort by them.
That's great.
The following... Oh, actually, it said against and invalid. So some people were allowed to tick against, which I imagine was a ballsy move. You'd have to really believe that no one was...
Yeah, you'd tick against and then you'd hand it in. They'd say, you probably want to rethink that choice. Oh yes.
No, they'd nod to the guy at the door, and as they were leaving, they'd...
Hand you some more salt.
Hand you some more salt.
Yeah.
No, take away your salt.
Oh! Hey, if we got salt taken away from us for donkey votes, I'd be leading a very salty, saltless life.
Have you really donkey voted?
No.
Oh, you don't have to disclose that.
That's a very personal question, Dave. The following year, 1993...
What do you want next, my bra size? You pervert. Right,
is that what you want, Dave? Yeah, is that where this is
one
going?
One or the other. I'll take what I can get. Either you answer the donkey boat question or you give me your bra size. Come on. Two options. 99.5% of the people will choose the same one.
Yeah, and I imagine it is punching you in the mouth.
99.5 have voted bra size.
So 1993, Niyazov declared himself Turkanbashi.
Turkanbashi. That's a good title. Is that actually it? Or
the following year, Niyazov declared himself Turkanbashi. That one's a hard one because it's got a couple of the umlauts in there and a few other things, but I think that's how it's pronounced.
Is that like his title? I'm the Turkanbashi.
Yeah, well, and that's pretty much what he was known as from then. And that pretty much meant something like great leader of all Turkmen.
What a guy. Yeah. Can I ask
what a title.
You, yeah. What sort of facial hair is this guy
got? Oh, my God. Can we guess?
Yes.
Do you not know?
I do know. Strong mustache is what I think. Strong mustache.
Definitely a strong mustache, but I think there's a beard.
Oh, that's very interesting. You make me want to jump forward to one of the fun facts.
Oh, okay. No, you don't have to.
Yeah, you can hold off.
No, we'll get there. I'm excited for this.
All right, okay.
Bit of sizzle.
Bit of beady bass sizzle.
Why did I make that noise?
Well, that sizzle is quite salty.
Oh, mama.
Mama likes a beard. I do like facial hair.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're the best man and I'm the husband.
You're the husband.
Look at that beard.
In 1999...
Crawl up and live in that beard.
God, it's the beard of a Turkanbashi if I've ever seen one.
Go and get him.
Matt's got a beard.
In 1999, the parliament declared Niyazov president for life.
This guy's the best.
President for life... But Turkanbashi sometimes, or?
Well, okay, so he didn't have, he's not being, you mean, was he getting called President for Life? That was just to say, you got the job as long as you want it, mate. Because that's what you told us.
And was he like, again, me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, well, for life, all right, that seems like a big commitment, but if you love me that much.
Me?
Oh, imagine at the ceremony he acts like that. And everyone else in the building's like, you bastard.
You organised this.
If I said something, you'd take me out the back and shoot me.
Like winning an award and they're like, oh my God, he's doing that every time.
Oh my God, I did not prepare a speech. Rolls out like 30-page scroll.
He still writes a scroll.
Yeah, that's... Well, I mean, it's a Turkanbashi, please.
Good point.
I think you're totally around the right mark there. He saw himself as being a very, very good speaker. Very good writer.
He did. Oh.
Which brings me to the next thing.
That's why I started welcoming people on a plane.
Hello, welcome to a plane.
Welcome to a plane. Shit, I forgot the... Damn it.
As president...
Burn this plane. I don't want to get rid of all evidence of me missing the word the.
Set fire to it.
Set fire to the plane.
So do we...
Set fire
to
the plane.
Yeah, set fire to the plane. Shit, you're going to have to set fire to yourself as well.
Do we evacuate the people? I said set fire to plane.
There's no time for that.
No time.
Fire, plane, now.
Sorry, Matt, you were about to say, he considers himself a great, speaker and writer, which leads to what?
So as president, he took on the task of strengthening Turkmenistan's independence and national character, right? Their identity.
Which we all know quite well.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He saw it because...
Turkmenistan...
They were under the Soviet rule for so long that he thought they'd lost a lot of their own...
What, identity?
Identity, right? So he wrote a book called Ruknama, which is a collection of his thoughts on Turkmen identity,
history,
and destiny. It is semi-autobiographical and includes moral guidance, stories, and poetry.
Poetry.
I love the word semi. He's admitted that this is embellished. Is that right?
I don't think he described it as semi. I think that was thrown in by people. Because apparently it's a lot of revisionist history in there.
Oh. Poetry, that's great. He's a poet.
I love that.
Poetry and beards.
Oh,
what a combo.
Give me a beady poet any day.
Oh.
He had a...
No, don't.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Big salty beard. They all are in the end, aren't they? You don't have a really strict shampoo and conditioning regime.
Do you shampoo your beard?
Oh, yeah. My word, you must.
Oh, my word.
Because I've got no idea if you
have... Otherwise, you're just like, you're not washing part of your... Do you leave a big chunk of your face unwashed?
Yeah, but I don't shampoo my face. I don't shampoo my eyebrows in there.
So you'd think I'd just put body soap on it?
No, I just thought you might rinse it.
Rinse it. Okay.
Wouldn't that make it kind of oily?
Well, I don't know, because yeah, with your hair, you shampoo that every few days, but with your beard, do you do that every few days as well?
Yeah, no, it's a similar thing. You know, you wouldn't want to do it too much. Do you do some of those natural oils are good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you double
for both the hair, on the head and on the face.
Mm-hmm. Do you do it at the same time, is what I mean?
No, I'm a one-on, one-off.
Oh.
But I don't know what that means. I'm not that at all.
Okay.
Conditioner? Do you put conditioner in?
Oh, you must condition.
You must.
You must.
Oh, you must. Oh, my word, you must.
Oh.
Is this included in the Turkenbashi's manuscript?
It's all in the book. No, that is not in the book.
So most he doesn't have not. A beard?
He does not. He's fully clean shaven. Full. Yeah, I know. You'd picture some sort of a...
Like some sort of sweet...
I think I'm just picturing Stalin.
I'm also thinking...
Well, he's moving on from Stalin, I think, and them bad boys. Them other bad boys. He's totally different from those other guys. I guess is how he justifies everything he does. I'm making things better.
I'm really wish he had a beard.
So, anyway, so this book, he wrote this book, right?
What's it called again?
I don't care about Nama. Dumb boys. It's not called Beard Nama.
Beard Nama.
I think you will like this book, Jess, after I read this next sentence.
Okay.
A large mechanical statue version of the book was erected in Ashgabat that opened nightly, along with a light and sound show featuring a passage of the book being read.
What? He's done the fucking Maya Christmas windows of his book.
You're right, Matt. I do like this book now.
What do you mean? A giant mechanical version of the book? Is it just a giant sense. Book?
Or... I know, I'm imagining a mechanical bull. Like, people can ride the book.
Just a huge book. I mean, I could find. I've watched a video of it.
Oh, fucking! We'll tweet that. That tweet is fantastic. That.
And it slowly opens up. It's got his picture on the front, and then there's one side of it's got. It looks like his handwriting, and then the other side has like a video projected onto it.
Oh my god, it's so great!
And this is in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Yep. This is not that long
this
ago.
Like this decade, this century.
Maybe when you were over visiting Disneyland, you should have probably turned left when you turned right there.
Should have seen the Ashgabat mechanical book.
Haven't we all seen the mechanical book?
It's way better than Space Mountain.
So every night at 8 o'clock, the...
prime time.
It was prime
time.
For
the lasers. The laser show.
Had to book well in advance.
Fireworks.
Gold class tickets.
But yeah, so he really thought that this book was going to, you know, help the people. He was showing them the, you know, who they really were. He was putting a mirror up to the society.
Putting a mirror up as well as his own face.
Yeah.
This is what you look like. Yeah. No, it isn't.
He was putting a mirror up
to his
face. Going, yeah, I like what I see.
Yeah, this has got legs. This is
no
good.
Beard, but it's got legs.
School children were taught passages at school, obviously.
Oh.
But one full day of the week was dedicated to the book.
You're fucking kidding. One full day. That's what you did for the 6-hour school day.
One fifth of the week, yeah. and you also needed to be familiar with it to get your driver's license, as it formed part of the test.
That makes no sense.
Turn left at the roundabout. What's your favourite passage? Fail.
That's amazing.
In the early 2000s, he built Central Asia's largest mosque. It held up to 25,000 prayer people. What do you call them? Worshippers?
25,000 people inside a one building.
Yeah, one
prayer
church.
Prayer people.
And it was called the Spirit...
No. Prayer people.
Yeah, that is potentially...
I mean, I'm going to move on from...
Very wrong. Welcome, prayer people.
Yeah, I reckon that's a direct translation.
Direct quote.
What do you reckon he called this place?
Prayer Palace.
Spirit of Turkmenbashi.
Turkmenbashi, which is him. Name, yeah. He is the Turkmenbashi.
I love him.
At a reported cost of more than $120 million.
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, my God.
That's about right.
Sorry. They haven't been ripped off. Good deal. They did well.
Bargain.
Absolutely.
Bargain. Mates' rights.
Of this mosque, the external walls feature passages from the Quran, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, predictable.
And also some of his favourite passages from his own book.
From the Ruknama. Yeah, that other holy text that we all know.
I love him.
I don't know why I didn't realise that you would. For some reason, yeah, I thought he's... Yeah, no.
You thought I was going to hate him?
I did, but yeah, of course you'd love him.
I mean, I think
it's very funny for us, but if this was your life, it would be pretty awful.
He's awful, and I can totally see where this is going, and he's going to be a horrendous person. But right now, this is hilarious because he's like a cartoon character.
It's very funny that he's obviously taking this very seriously. This is not a joke to him at all. He thinks he's a god.
Yeah.
He thinks he's the Takenbashi.
Yeah. When the imam of Turkmenistan refused to preach the Ruknama in the mosque, he was sentenced to 22 years jail.
No, again, that's about right.
Not just fired, or
22 years. And this is like a top Muslim cleric.
Yeah, the
very high up in the church.
It's like putting the Pope in prison.
Yeah, basically.
I'm like, oh, because you won't give a shout out to your little
That's
poem
so great.
Every week.
Your little poem. Your little riddles.
Hey, I don't want to jump ahead here, but is Niaz of dead? Because I'm just a bit worried that he's obviously a very powerful man in his own way. We're putting out a lot of.
And we've already got the curse of the Pharaoh.
Curse of the Pharaoh.
Luckily, Dave, he pretty much cut the internet out from.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So he's not hearing this.
Yeah. Great. Something like, I think the percentage was like less than 10% actively use the internet.
Right, good.
And they closed down any internet providers outside of the state-run ones. He also closed down all internet cafes.
Hey, but you know what?
Oh.
I bet they do a lot more communicating.
That's right. Mm. So who's the real winners?
So, you know, they sit down at the dinner table at night. And they talk.
No one's going to get off the damn tablet device, young man.
Hey, no phones at the table.
And they're like, sorry, this is actually a tablet and it's a rock with the Ruknama inscribed into it. Yeah. Thank you very much. Paid for
it. Well, then please read aloud to the whole family.
Now, and keep eating your salt.
I do enjoy imagining him closing down the internet cafes and then sending his secret police in there. And they're like, this is closed. And they're like, oh, we could just cut the internet. No, close the cafe as well. Yeah. You blew your chance.
We're burning this down.
This cafe. Oh, we could just serve coffees. No, you're done.
I like that you assume all internet cafes also act as cafes. I think internet cafe is just a term for a place that has internet.
I'm sorry, Jess. Have you seen the word written down? Internet followed by cafe?
Yeah.
Am I the fool for assuming that I could order a flat white whilst cruising yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I bet you still use fucking Ask Jeeves.
If I was the Takenbashi, I would set fire to you right now. 24 years jail.
I reckon
setting fire is my favourite threat.
I reckon Dave's a Bing man.
I'm going to set fire to you.
I've heard him say before, let me just Bing it.
Let me just Bing.
I'm just going
to
Bing
how
it.
How to set fire to Jess.
Oh, hang on.
Bing.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jump in, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can I
Can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh, my God.
He also closed down all libraries outside of the capital.
Oh, what? Did he close down the cafeterias associated with the library or just the books part?
You're a dickhead.
Sorry.
You can't get a sandwich in a library.
I'm sorry for assuming he had good service.
Half of your...
No bloody... food near the books.
Oh, I just wanted a ham.
Just wanted a ham.
I love a ham.
He's got a whole leg of ham.
Is that what... I just keep imagining what it would have been like growing up in the affluent East. Your libraries just have full ham.
We had so much ham.
My mum was a retired, like, professional librarian. That was her job.
Oh, so she was also a pig lady.
She does not... She does. What does that fucking mean?
I thought she dealt with all the hams.
Yeah, she loves ham. No, my mum doesn't eat ham or bacon.
That didn't feel right calling your mum a pig lady.
Anyway, do go on. So he closed the libraries outside the capital.
Yeah, so I guess it's like he really was controlling the capital. So I guess outside of that, he just wanted to close them down because he thought there's only two books that need to be read, no need for a library. Quran, Ruknama.
Ruknama.
That's all you need. One's pretty good if you didn't think those other ones were.
No, I hated them. I had to imagine Dave in a library with a leg of ham.
Did you want a ham?
So you guys are on board with the Ruknama, right?
Absolutely.
Obviously.
And it should be celebrated.
Obviously.
In any way possible.
One of the two best texts in the library.
Well.
By default.
Our man, the Prez, he took the month of September and renamed it Ruknama.
Is that a lie? You're making that up.
Also, how did he decide which month? Oh.
Because he finished writing it in September 2001.
2001?
Yeah.
I'm applauding him.
This is recent.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. It's so recent.
This
it's
is so recent. Wait, what? Oh, my
he
God.
He renamed September Ruknama.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, Ruknama, November, December.
30 days. I also Ruknama, skipped October. April, June. You fucked it.
Did I? What did I do?
You said September, Ruknama.
No, I didn't, did I?
Yes.
In my defense, I'm jet lagged.
Yeah. You 18 years jail.
Wait, where have you... You've come from a 1 hour difference.
I came from Brisbane.
Is that 1 hour difference? No, it's not
it's
even
same,
anymore.
Same time zone.
In the summer months it is, Dave. Don't look at me like that.
I had to watch a film in a comfy chair.
What was the film?
I watched Kingsman.
Should have been the Ruknama.
Should have read the Ruknama.
The Ruknama, the stage musical.
Did I really say September? I was like...
Yeah. September, Ruknama, October.
But you said it with such joy. I was entirely willing to let that slide
by. It was coming up and I got to August. I was like, here we go.
This is it.
Well, that makes that even sillier.
When's your birthday? Ruknama 18th. Oh, happy birthday.
September Ruknama.
That was probably the best of the points about the Ruknama, but this one's also pretty good. This final one I got about the Ruknama for now. In 2006, he made reading the Ruknama a requirement for entry into heaven.
Okay,
apparently he made a deal with God.
Yeah. Oh, so this is at the gates.
Yeah, yeah. He made a deal with God saying, if I get him to read it three times, you're going to give him entry. And God's like, yeah.
Was there a
yeah, that's a fair deal. Three times. If you read it three times, you're in.
What about the billions of people already in heaven? Do they get kicked out? They have to get a copy.
I don't know. He didn't go into that part of the conversation.
Yeah, is there like a cutoff date? Like as of January 1st, 2008. When you die. But okay, but you're saying they also have to study it at schools?
Yeah, but so not,
they've already
not
read it.
They're not sitting there reading it.
Cover to cover. You've got to get cover to
cover
three times.
Times.
How would God know? That three times up. That's the
No, I read that. So that I read those facts in two separate places. So.
How would God know?
What if you'd missed
it? Is there a test?
Oh, God knows all.
What if you skim read and you missed one sentence of the three times? I'm so sorry.
But how do you miss the same sentence three times?
No, you miss it once, but you just haven't completed the book technically three times.
Miss it once. Shame on you.
Shame on you. Miss it twice. You're not going to heaven, mate.
Miss it three times. Why'd you bother the third time?
Don't. Just don't. What about if...
Ruknama to you, sir.
A good moral to thee on this Ruknama day. And that's the news. This Ruknama the 9th, 2015.
September Ruknama.
Cool. So that's the Ruknama. Probably Merry Ruknama, one of my favourite things about this whole story. Here's some less good things. In 2004, 15,000 public health workers were sacked.
15,000?
Out of nowhere. 15,000. This country's got a population of 5 million, so...
Oh, you can spare 15,000 jobs.
And then in 2005, all hospitals outside of Ascabat were shut down.
What the fuck?
Oh.
And that was because he believed that the sick should be treated in the capital.
Oh.
He's actually batshit crazy.
Yeah, it's just
I still love him, though.
This one is one of the more like those just weird, quirky guy things.
Here we go.
Turkmenistan physicians were ordered to swear an oath to the president rather than the Hippocratic Oath. They were, you know, the classic...
Because he is the governing body of everything.
Well, yeah, the thing that's saying we're going to definitely look after the patient. You'd know the Hippocratic Oath, wouldn't you, Dave?
Well, word by word for word.
Yeah, you know it, don't you? Verbatim.
I swear to Almighty God to... Oh, the podcast cut out there, guys. Sorry about that. We'll never get that back.
Well, you nailed it, though. I was surprised.
Thank you, Dave. That was actually really moving.
Thank you. I promise to do no harm. That's in summary.
He just, yeah, he.
I won't slice and dice unless I have to.
That's the oath. Is that the oath? That's
a good oath. You pledged that to Niazkov.
Yeah.
Niazkov. His name is...
If I cut you open... I won't.
Is his name not Niazov? No, it's Niazov.
In 2006, a third of the country's elderly had their pensions cut entirely.
This is so recent. Oh, my God.
A third.
And another 200,000 had theirs reduced.
Oof.
Pensions received during the 2 years prior were ordered to be paid back.
What? We reversed it. It's like,
that money you've been living off.
You can have it.
No, there was no reverse. He said, you're not getting it anymore.
And
the
last
2 years I've paid you, you need to give it to me.
I thought it was the other way around. He was like, ah, fucked up. Whoops, you can have it. No, it was, you have to pay us back.
Saying that stuff, that money that you may have been living on?
For the last 2 years. Ugh. Every cent you've spent in the last 2 years, give it back. There is so much money. And I'm poor. And if I had to give back the amount of money I've spent in the last 2 years. Yeah, I mean, you're on a
pension because you are poor, right? So that would be... Imagine.
Oh.
I don't have any facts to back this up, of course. I'm only imagining that the people are on a pension because they need it. Ooh. Elderly people. Oh, I just go get a job. Our economy's not that good in terms of work and stuff.
And I used to be a nurse, but now there aren't any hospitals.
Yeah. Anyway, moving along.
I love this guy still. He hasn't lost me yet. I reckon there's some good in him.
You might like some of this stuff, as well as renaming September after his book. He also renamed...
It's like, I'm calling it Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
August, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
The book, I think it translates to something like something of the soul, like Book of the Soul or something like that. But whatever, it just poetry. Is a weird... But that wasn't the only month he renamed. He renamed all of them. And all the days of the week as well.
Oh my God.
Do you have any examples?
Are they all Ruknama?
No.
That would be very confusing.
Ruknama, Ruknama.
He changed...
19 Ruknama. He also changed all numbers and words.
To Ruknama.
Ruknama, Ruknama, Ruknama.
He changed...
His wife's name to Ruknama.
No,
I will not let you finish this sentence.
So
I will not let you finish this Ruknama.
He changed...
Sorry, Matt. Do Ruknama.
New title for the show.
# do Ruknama.
He changed January. Obviously, September wasn't called September. They had a different word for it. Mainly so I can pronounce them and you know what I'm talking about. He changed January to... Turkmenbashi, which is his name. So January became just his name.
Great.
He changed, some of them were like he changed February to the word for flag.
Sure.
And that was, and his birthday is also in flag. Month.
I was born in flag.
I thought it was going to be January because he made that after himself.
This is a leap flag.
He made a day in Feb called the Turkmenistan Flag Day, and that was celebrated on his birthday.
Up himself.
He changed April to Gurban Sultan, which was his mother's name.
Oh. Gurban Sultan.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nurturing lady.
So there were.
Sounds like she loves salt.
Who doesn't?
I kind of like.
This country's salt crazy.
He changed Monday to Sunday.
What?
All of the. He changed the names of all those days. Sorry, not the.
You thought yeah, he didn't change.
He's like, all right, Monday will now be called Sunday. And then his advice is like, sorry, what? Do you find this confusing? Do you want to spend 22 years in jail? No, Monday is now Sunday.
Rooknaman to you.
Rooknaman.
What do you reckon a good name for Monday is?
Oh, not Sunday.
Buddy Garfield.
First day. Makes some sense.
First day.
Or the word was Basgoon or something like that.
Means first day.
Tuesday, young day. Wednesday, favourable day. Thursday, justice day. Friday, mother day. Saturday, spirit day. And Sunday, rest day. So a few of those are classic religion things.
Well, rest day. What are the others?
Mother day.
Spirit day is, you know, Sabbath.
Okay.
I guess. Mother day, I'm not sure.
Just everybody hug your mum.
I like the old name for Saturday was, or for Friday was Anna.
Just let that one sit there.
I wanted to see how long we could be quiet for.
I don't get this, but apparently there's a sales technique, like you might come across this. Salesmen believe, or that are taught, that the first, if you're in one of those high pressure sales sort of situation, you want a client, potential client, if you leave a silence, if they speak before you, you've got the sale. Basically, they believe that means you've got them.
Even if they interrupt with, this isn't going well, I'm leaving.
Could you get out of my house?
That price is ridiculous, and yeah, why aren't you wearing pants?
You spoke first, I've got you. Contractually obligated to sign
got
this
him.
Deal.
Yeah, no, it does seem weird, right?
Also, can I borrow some pants?
Rooknama to you.
I have no money, Rooknama.
Rooknama.
This is my son,
Rooknama. So, as I said, he changed April to Gurban Sultan, which is...
Salt. He's my mother's name.
You know what else he changed the word to, Gurban Sultan?
Mother?
Bread. Plus, could you cut me off a bit of Gurban Sultan, or the president's mum's name? So weird.
That's oh, my God. Weird.
The word for bread.
What would you name after your mum?
Oh, what if I had to?
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know, something small, like a
mountain. Well, maybe
a type of flour or something.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's nice. Maybe she really liked bread. Maybe it was like a nice tribute.
That is probably what it is, but it's so weird.
Like, what does your mum like?
And you reckon the people...
Me. My mum likes me. I name myself Annie.
5 million people going, yeah, we're going to call bread your mum. Okay, mate.
And how is he announcing these things? How do you find out each day?
He's got 3 state TV stations.
Great. Rooknaman, everybody. Rooknaman. Just a couple more notes.
the news reader just brings out a loaf of, like, a baguette and goes, this is now Gorbat Sultan.
Any questions?
I can't hear you. Thank you. Good night, Rooknaman.
Back to the news.
See you tomorrow night for more of this batshit crazy.
I mean, this Rooknama.
The news reporter's just like, I can't believe what it comes up on the teleprompter every night. It's just insane.
I went to Rooknama school for this.
So, which good Rooknama or bad Rooknama? They're all the same.
I can't tell the difference anymore. Rooknama.
I don't think this fact probably won't surprise. He had heaps and heaps of statues made in his likeness and portraits just plastered around everywhere.
That does surprise me.
Made out of gold, usually, including one right in the center of Ashgabat, which was set to rotate so that it always faced the sun.
Wow. Even when the sun was not there.
Yeah, I think then it just fell to topple.
It just fell over and the sun came out and went whoop. Yeah.
Big morning glory.
It rotated. So that's
where Morning Glory came from.
But then he renamed Morning Glory to Rook Nama.
Got my bloody Morning Rook Nama. No, he changed that to his mum's name.
He's definitely can't hear this podcast, can he?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, unless he read the Rook Nama three times and they've got...
Alluding to something there.
He did.
He definitely read it. Be great if he wrote it, but didn't read it. I didn't have time. I did not have time to read that back.
It's not, honestly, it's not a bit, it's not like a spoiler or anything. He just died of a heart attack.
Yeah, he was born in 1940. Oh, he'd still be around. Mm. Could be.
He wrote the national anthem, which referenced...
He wrote...
Nama.
Well, he had it written, you know.
Well, and he wrote it, he's like, and he was tone deaf.
And it referenced Turkmenbashi several times. It also referred to...
Well, it's nothing
to the...
else rhymes with Turkmenbashi. So once you get into that, you're trapped.
Stuck in that loop.
And my favourite guy is Turkmenbashi. And his favourite guy is also Turkmenbashi. A driver, a car... It's a Turkmenbashi car.
Rook Nama to you. Rook Nama to you.
He sang it through once and was like, great, publish that.
Nailed it.
Get the State Symphony
Orchestra.
I
Rook-Nama'd it.
Fucking Rook Nama'd that.
Dozens of streets and schools across the country had their names changed to Turkmenbashi, obviously.
That's confusing.
Very confusing. Well, especially if several streets are called the same
meet
thing.
Me, can you meet me at the corner of Turkmenbashi and Turkmenbashi?
Which one?
The one across from Rookmana place.
The one across from the gold statue facing the sun.
Oh.
Which one?
In 1998, a 670-pound meteorite landed in Turkmenistan.
Oh, I bet he saw that as a sign of God.
What do you reckon they named it?
Did you call it the Turkmenbashi?
Was it Greg?
Turkmenbashi.
Oh. I was pretty sure it was Greg.
The name...
Greg. I'll just call it Greg and everyone's like, what? He's like, just kidding, Turkmenbashi. What are you, a fuckhead? Come on.
The name of the port city, Krasnovodsk, was changed to Turkmenbashi.
Well, it's easy for me to pronounce.
The image of Turkmenbashi's face was used as the logo of all three state-run TV stations.
So they all had the same logo.
And was legally required to appear on every clock and watch face, as well as every bottle of Turkmenbashi brand vodka.
Is he saying vodka?
When I go out on the town, I like to drink Turkmenbashi.
It goes well with the gherkin salt bread.
The salt bit's free. Here's a
every
word,
watch, though. So every watch. Every watch has his face.
Has to.
Holy shit.
Otherwise, jail. The Magtymguly International Prize is an award given by Turkmenistan to those who help achieve the aim of Magtymguly, who was an 18th century poet who wanted to establish an independent Turkmenistan, right? In 2003, Niyazov won this award for his books. This was awarded by... Turkmenbashi.
He awarded himself.
And the winner is... Oh my God, it's me! Oh my... Do you want me? Okay.
You love me. You really love me.
This guy is terrifying.
That is...
Wonderful.
It's more corrupt than the Academy Awards.
Even more.
Can you imagine?
But are people on board with him, or are they just like, this guy's batshit?
Publicly, they're on board with him.
Really?
Probably terrified.
Publicly, because, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That brings me to... Opposition.
Ooh.
After an alleged assassination attempt on November the 25th, 2002, thousands of suspected conspirators and members of their families were arrested. There is a theory that they staged this so that they could crush any opposition.
Oh.
Which is fucking, like, just so paranoid and crazy. Anyway. A couple of years later, in 2004, there was a leaflet campaign in Ashgabat. And that was calling for the overthrow and trial of Niyazov.
In 2004, did you say?
Yeah, of what's his name? took Menbashi. I've said it that many times.
So what happened? Sorry,
a leaflet campaign. People were just chucking leaflets out. So the president...
That'll do it. Oh, God. I'm worried.
The president goes, look, fine. You've got till the end of the week to figure out who did this. They didn't figure it out. So he fired his interior minister and the director of the police academy on national television.
He fired them out of a cannon.
Oh, sorry, I didn't say. Did I not say the cannon bit?
He fired them.
Rook Namak.
But he fired them on TV.
Yeah.
This guy's crazy. This is making me think of the Hunger Games, and the Capitol.
Yeah.
And just the creepy.
It is without the beard on the leader.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
I know about it.
I have not seen it.
I've seen all but the last one. Mm. Don't tell me.
Doesn't end well, I imagine.
I thought everyone would get a good meal to finish off. That's happy ending.
That's how I haven't seen the movie, but I imagine it doesn't finish with them eating
a nice meal. The disappointment in Jess's face. Oh, boy.
The Hunger Games.
22 years jail.
I deserve that.
Yeah, imagine what the open mic scene's like in...
Turkmenistan.
Oh, we're going to be great. How good's Turkmenbashi?
Yeah, everyone's
agreeing. Hey, I was reading Rook Nama the other day. Ever heard of it?
He accused the minister of incompetence and declared, I cannot say that you had any great merits or did much to combat crime. That's what he said on the TV. Niyazov later announced that surveillance cameras would be placed in all major streets and sites in Turkmenistan, an apparent precaution against future attempts at flyering, I guess.
He really hates flyering.
This is, I've written a whole sentence about his death.
A whole sentence?
On December 21st, 2006, it was announced on state television that Niyazov had died from a heart attack.
Oh, man.
I don't reckon he's dead.
Nothing will kill the Turkmenbashi.
When was that? 2006? Yeah, he's not dead.
He's not very old.
I don't reckon.
66. No, it was 66, yeah.
Nah, he's not dead. Okay, my theory is he faked his own death. So, and he's going to come back and be like, Rook Mama, guess who's back? Back again.
Oh, we're fucked if he does come back.
Yeah, we're well fucked.
I got all this from the internet. I think it's fine. So this next segment, we're almost done, but it's called Other Decrees/Fun Facts.
Yes.
Well, decrees mixed in with fun facts.
Some of his crazy antics in the form of decrees. I decree.
Amazing. Like, yep, bring it on.
So now, obviously, these fun facts are pretty fun. But the flip side is that while Niyazov was able to indulge himself on the back of the world's fifth largest reserves of oil and gas, it was at the expense of his country's 5 million strong population. Disastrous mismanagement of the economy by his National Democratic Party meant that 35% of the population lives in poverty.
Mm.
And although housing is cheap and fuel is all but free, healthcare and education is sparse.
Mm.
So that's my little caveat at the start of the fun facts.
So fifth largest oil reserves and they're still not doing well.
Well, yeah, it's just, I mean, there's a lot of gold statues though.
True. Well, I mean, you've got to spend your money somehow.
He built a huge man-made lake in the desert, which is the whole country. Also an ice skating rink with, like, penguins and stuff. Like, he spent the money. He found ways to spend it, just not
an
on
ice skating on his rink. But then you so casually said, like, with penguins. Because they all have
For
penguins.
Real?
I think there was a zoo there with penguins and stuff, yeah.
Sure. No, that's fair.
Yeah, sorry. I did cut out that bit. All right, so anyway, yeah, keeping that in mind.
So that's the caveat.
Here are the fun facts.
Okay.
He banned presenters wearing makeup on TV.
What?
I found a couple of different reasons why this might have been, or why people said this was. One was because Turkmen are naturally beautiful enough and they don't need it.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I've seen pictures, it's not true. And the other... not. I mean, it's just like any society... You've got your beautiful people like us.
And you've got everyone else.
You've got the everyone else, the scum.
The yuckies, I call them.
The yuckies.
No, then don't touch.
I don't even want to think about
that. Ah.
Nut.
And the other one was a bit weirder. It was because he he said he couldn't tell the difference between male and female newsreaders. And that made him feel uncomfortable.
And that's why they can't wear makeup?
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference. Well, that would help you tell the difference.
I feel uncomfortable.
I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yucky.
I think I'm going to be sick. I feel so sick, I don't know. What kind of genitals have gone under the desk? Oh, God.
I can't listen to the news unless I know what genitals you have.
Oh, this is the worst Ruknama ever.
If only I hadn't changed everyone's name to Ruknama.
Oh, I'd know who they were.
Here's one. He'd banished dogs from the capital because of their unappealing odour.
I hate the smell of dogs. Get rid of them all.
Get them out. So a lot of them were on the whim of like something. I don't like this.
And he changed
get it away.
Of it. Stop it. No. It makes me feel weird.
After having to quit smoking in 1997 due to his heart surgery, he banned smoking in all public places and ordered all government employees to follow suit. Chewing tobacco on Turkmen soil was later banned as well. In 2000, he ordered that a giant lake be created in the desert along with a huge forest of cedar trees, which he said would help moderate Turkmenistan's climate. He dabbles in science as well.
I understand all science.
You want to change the climate? Chuck in a lake.
Little lake. Problem solved.
Anything for you, baby. Anyway, what was your name again?
Man or woman?
Are you a man or a woman? I'm confused and I feel sick.
I'm feeling confused.
What genitals do you have?
Quick, show them to me.
Show me your genitals.
I believe you. Goodbye.
Show me your Ruknama.
I'll
show you my Ruknama.
Did he have family?
Yeah, he had a wife and a couple of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Are the kids in power now?
Are the kids called Ruknama?
Oh, thank God.
He gave power to his dentist.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, the dentist is now the president.
What do you mean?
Well, he was his dentist and now he's president. I don't know. I didn't read into it enough. But yeah, now that you react like that, I probably should have
My most trusted
deeper.
Advisor is...
My dentist.
Yeah, he always did a good job, and now he can lead the country.
I haven't been to the dentist for a very long time because I hate the dentist.
Wife and kids got nothing. In 2004, he ordered that a giant ice palace, as I was saying before, a giant ice palace be built in the middle of the same desert as the lake. The Karakum, which is the hottest location in Central Asia.
And so they built an ice palace.
Yeah. Probably, you know, to help moderate
what happened climate. To the ice palace?
It moderated the climate.
Yeah. It melted into the earth and it moderated the climate.
Puddle.
He outlawed opera, ballet and circuses in 2001 for being un-Turkmen-like.
Yeah, the stand-up comedy scene, though, I reckon is booming.
This one seems weird. I only found it in one spot. He banned men from listening to car radios.
Men.
It only said men.
For listening to, and it's radios are fine, but not in the car.
Yes. It distracts you from the drive.
It would have been like he would have been in a car one time, and the driver would have been like slightly distracted or something. He's like, "That's it. It's out.
No car radios."
Reaching for the dial. No, you're out.
To encourage physical activity, Niyazov installed a 45-kilometer concrete pathway, including staircases, in the Kopet Dag Mountains. All government employees had to walk 37 kilometers of this path once a year. He timed everyone, and at the finish line, he would let them know if they didn't get there as fast as he thought they should. He flew to the finish line via a helicopter.
But hang on.
God.
In that sentence as well, I like to imagine that it's not like he's set, okay, you got 37 Ks, I'm going to give you this amount of time. It's like, you finished, Jerry, I reckon you could have done better.
Yeah.
You get to the finish line, and he's like, oh, I finished my steak. That takes a while.
And the way I read it was like, he was standing there as each person
with
crossed
a stopwatch.
Line just going, no, no, no.
But then he gets back in his helicopter.
Yeah.
Welcome to the helicopter.
Never walked a meter in his life. Not since the orphanage. In Feb 2004, he decreed that men should no longer wear long hair or beards.
Beards are out. Yes, you would be. Oh, you'd hate it. The beards would make it easy to tell the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
Let them wear makeup and let them have facial hair.
The problem that he has.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have that problem. I can't tell. Right?
There was that fact that made me turn.
Boy.
Girl.
Girl, are you a girl? What are you? Show me your genitals.
Show me. Show me Rugnamas. That's some good Rugnama.
Hey, nice Rugnamas, baby.
In 2005, Niyazov banned the use of lip syncing at public concerts.
Nah, that one's fair.
Lip syncing.
He saw Britney Spears doing it on SNL and he was like, nah.
Nah. Oh, that made me feel very uncomfortable.
Not happening.
Niyazov introduced the practice of Melon Day. It was a harvest festival celebrated on the second Sunday of August.
And sorry, what's the real name of that month?
The one before.
Alp Arsian.
Oh, yeah.
Alp Arsian.
So the second day of Alp Arsian.
Yeah.
Melon Day.
What's Melon Day?
It was just a celebration.
Of melons.
Melon is my favourite fruit.
It is, but that is one of the few. A lot of the things he did didn't kick on after he died. This was one of the few things.
They've cut Melon Day.
No, Melon Day survived.
Oh my God.
They still celebrate Melon Day.
Everybody liked Melon Day.
Here's the last of these decrees and fun facts I've got for talking a little bit about his successor to finish us off. Gold teeth were banned.
Oh, the dentist.
And those with existing gold teeth had to have them extracted.
Oh, fuck off.
I found a quote in a few places. At first on Wikipedia, and I had to find it somewhere else to make sure it was right. But of course it was. talking about making people get their gold teeth out, he said, this is a direct quote. I watched young dogs when I was young. They were given bones to gnaw to strengthen their teeth. Those of you whose teeth have fallen out did not chew on bones. This is my advice. Get rid of the gold. Get onto a bloody bone.
Aren't you a dog?
And yet he trusted his dentist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
man. Oh, sorry. His dentist was also a Kelpie.
Banned from the city. Yeah. Banned from the
Kelpie
city.
Kelpie dentist. So treating your teeth.
He kicked... How many confusing things in there? He kicked dogs out. Says, be like a dog.
Be like a dog.
Don't listen to my dentist.
My dentist, you're the
new president. Whoa. Confusing.
Oh my God. And do you have any idea what the country's like now?
Well, I've got a little... I don't have a huge idea. Because, I don't have a huge idea about the place at all. But his successor is President Kulbanguly Berdimuhamedov. And he began pretty quickly he began introducing reforms to start winding back the cult of personality that was going on. He has erased rules on the use of internet.
So they've got the internet now.
And he began to open the country to foreign investment. He got rid of the anthem with all the praising
Turkmen Bashi.
Yeah. Since Niyazov's death, Turkmen Bashi's death, he got rid of all his portraits around everywhere.
Ooh. Oh, gone.
Apparently, though, he's replaced them with his own. He changed back all the names of months and days in 2008 back to what they were.
Oh, damn.
And he restored pensions to more than 100,000 elderly citizens.
Oof.
So he did some good stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's great stuff.
But he's now...
The new guy, but he's still...
In power now.
He's in power. This is the new guy. So this is what he did. That's what he's done since he's been in power in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done some okay things.
So he's been in power that whole time?
Oh, no, there's a butt.
Look at his face.
No, the butt. I haven't looked into what fucked up things he's done, which I'm sure there are. But I'm finishing on a fun fact about this guy. Hopefully it's not as fun as some of the other stuff, but it's still a little... It's got a little bit of quirk. It shows that he's got a couple of antics of his own. Is a big fan of Akal Teak horses, which is the Turkmenistan's national animal emblem. So this new president has also written a book. And it's called The Flight of Celestial Racehorses. And it opens with the words, I won't call you horse. I will call you brother. You are dearer than brother. And in 2011, he decreed that the nation would host an annual beauty contest for horses. So this guy, he's got a little bit of quirks about him as well.
I know where I'm moving.
You got to see videos and photos of this capital city. It's just a crazy, shiny, golden place. Obviously, with just people pretending that everything's okay.
It sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it is a... It's... Ugh. Anyway. Look, that's us really breezing over horrible thing. Just some of that weird stuff. So thanks again for the suggestion. That one came straight out of the hat from at Rewind Turtle on the Twitters.
Thanks, Rewind Turtle. That was very
I never had heard of this guy, so that that was a really
And
really
now
great
I'll never
suggestion.
Forget him.
I'll never forget.
I still
Turkmenbashi.
Turkmenbashi, I still forget his name between sentences. Super Murat Niyazov or Turkmenbashi?
Turkmenbashi's got a great ring to it.
It does, yeah.
Amazing. Good. Well done, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. That was so great.
Well, thank Rewind Turtle. Well,
thank you, Rewind Turtle.
And we will, we'll post some of those links to different videos and stuff. You got to see him greeting people on the plane.
Oh, man. Well, hello, welcome to plane.
Hello, welcome to plane. Burn it down.
Actually, you don't need a seat. Dave did a good enough theatre of the mind for that one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so that's pretty much wrapping it up. Hey, Dave, I'd love to thank everyone who's been tweeting in and giving us sweet five-star reviews.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very nice. We've got quite a few new listeners lately, so if you're enjoying the show, it helps to get it out there and up on the charts and that kind of stuff if you give us a sweet review. It always feels nice to read those words too. And if you want to start, we're getting heaps of suggestions, but if you want to throw something into the hat, yeah, you can do it in three ways. You can find us on Facebook. We don't talk about that a lot, but we do have a Facebook page where we post all links and
slash
extra stuff.
Do Go On Pod.
Do Go On Pod, I believe it is. Our Twitter, we're at Do Go On Pod. And email, dogoonpod@gmail.com. So get in the hat.
Get your suggestions in the hat, or just write in with anything. You know, ask what do you reckon Dave's weight is? Have we talked about that? It's very low. But if you want to write in and have a guess, you'll win everything.
I think we've mentioned it before.
Oh, have we? Okay.
Have I? Well,
if they're listening.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll know.
But they don't know about fluctuations. About current weight.
We did break to have an Indian meal during this. Did you notice that, listener? Probably not.
You probably noticed I sound a lot less depressed than I did at the start.
It picked us up.
Jet lag. I'm jet lagged.
Jet lag from that. No time difference. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back with another report next week. But until then, take it easy and bye.
Ragnama.
Later, Ragnama.
Ragnama.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.